Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tim and I wouldn't be doing our jobs if we did not pay respects to Jerry Cesak, the half of Jeff and Jer, who were the most popular radio morning show in the history of San Diego radio. That's really all there is to it.
Tremendously successful human beings and very beloved.
Jerry from Jeff and Jer passed away earlier this week. The Jeff and Jer showgram ended shortly after Tam and I started here on KSON. We never really got a chance to meet them per se. We didn't know them the way you knew them as San Diego listeners. A lot of San Diegans, maybe you're hearing this for the first time, were just really shaken by this because, well, let's put it this way. How many times, Tammy, do you and I have the honor and privilege of listeners coming up to us and saying, I've listened to you guys since I was in high school, since I was a kid in my car, and now I've got kids of my own, which at first makes us feel old, but if we can get past our ego, it makes us feel so honored because, wow, you chose us. And that's what Jeff and Jer were to so many of you. So this was really jarring news for a lot of you yesterday.
Well, part of radio history here in San Diego for over 30 years. John and I, in our years after being teamed up, occasionally would see them at something called Morning Show Boot Camp, where morning shows from around the country would come together and try to learn. And of course, who are you going to learn from? The best.
Tim and I were doing morning radio in Madison, Wisconsin at the time. And as we mentioned, we didn't know them, quote unquote, weren't buddies like we are with so many of our radio colleagues now after 15 years in San Diego. But we knew of them. Anybody in radio knew of them. And San Diego was on the map radio-wise because of two things. KSON, for being a country radio station for so many years, and Jeff and Jer doing mornings.
It's totally true.
When Jeff and Jer would walk into the bar area at the hotel where we were having this convention Tammy was speaking of, even if you didn't know who they were, you knew who they were. It'd be, it's Jeff and Jer, it's Jeff and Jer. Mm-hmm. And it was the coolest thing in the world because they knew.
Yeah.
They knew how hard they worked and they knew they deserved this and the respect they got from peers was deserved.
Yeah.
They would buy the bar around, and it would be the coolest thing, because we were in Wisconsin. We didn't make any money. We were just blown away by all of that stuff. And when we heard that we were coming to San Diego to do morning radio, the first thing we thought was, good God, we're going to be competing against Jeff and Jer, one of the biggest radio shows of all time.
Right.
It was an honor for us.
It absolutely was.
Jerry and his wife lived their entire life together working for animal advocacy. He worked for the Humane Society of the United States, the Rancho Coastal Humane Society here in San Diego. As a matter of fact, that's where you can send a donation in his name. That's how important it was to them. Jeff and Jer, radio legends here in San Diego. And Jerry, hope you can rest in peace. And thank you for paving the way for people like Tam and I to do what we do for a living. 833-287-1037. Right now, we'd like you to call and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and go to see Lady A when they come to Viejas Casino in March. You'll be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and maybe you'll have $100 too. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I'm doing something today after work that I have not done, I'm going to say, since I was even before high school.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm going to go ahead and guess, maybe before high school. But if it was during high school, it was very early in my high school career. Anyone want to guess? Something I'm doing.
You playing wiffle ball?
Involving my mind. No, sadly, I played wiffle ball more recently than I've done this.
Involving your mind. Math?
No. Good Lord. We all know better than that. Jessica, do you want to try and guess, producer Jessica, or?
I'm going to say taking a test. Well, no, you would have taken tests in college.
No interest in tests anymore.
Yeah.
No, I am actually, after work today, going to the Carlsbad Library and getting a library card.
That's a great idea.
Oh.
I am going to the library today. I'm going to prove to them I belong there since I haven't been there for a while. I don't know what the credentials are anymore. Do they card you at the door? Do you need a library card to actually get into the library?
No. You can get in the library without one. But if you want a card, then you'll have to give them your ID and all that. What's making you get a library card?
Good question. Very good question. On New Year's, my family and I were together, and my daughter, Abby, who is the organizer of everything, organized this activity for us.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, you know how every publication, every TV show, everybody has their end of the year lists?
Yeah.
So we did the same thing as a family. The movies that affected us this year, TV shows, podcasts, and books.
Oh, okay.
Well, I put 3 books on there because I've only read 3 books over the past year. And the only reason I've read 3 books is because of my daughter, Abby. She started a family book club that's due at the end of the month. I haven't read the book yet. I have to get the book. I was about to buy the book. Abby's like, hello, how about you just go to the library?
Yeah.
And
there's this neat thing, Dad, where you can borrow a book, you check it out, and
tell
then
me more. Is this
read
like
the book and then take it back.
Is it on Amazon? How much does this cost me? It's free, you idiot.
My youngest daughter and my middle daughter are huge readers. My youngest daughter, I'm worried that she will run out of space in her place because it's filled with books.
That's so great.
Filled with books.
That is so great.
But, you know, when you have a library card, there's a lot of stuff, too, if you have a Kindle or even with Audible, you can use.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of libraries have their very own app that you can, quote-unquote, borrow books, and they'll just download it to your app, and you can listen to it now if that's what you're into.
Nice.
So, yes, I'm going to the library today. First of all, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet. No one judges what you're reading. Everyone leaves you alone. They all got their own thing to do. It's a wonderful place. I don't know why I don't go more often. Tomorrow, I'll have an update on my visit to the library.
Okay. John's visit to the library. We're going to have you write a book report about it.
I'm going to have my library card. Maybe I'll even get a free bookmark. They still give those away. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Michelle's in El Cajon. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Michelle. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy. You're out of there.
All right. Good luck.
Michelle, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100. And also want to let you know that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Michelle, the Golden Globes are this weekend. True or false? Presenters at the Golden Globes will receive a gift bag worth $750,000 each. True or false?
Oh, I'm going to go with true on that.
Beyonce and Jay-Z's oldest daughter turned 14 yesterday. What is her colorful name?
Oh, my gosh. Violet?
Bill Hader and his girlfriend, actress, comedian Ali Wong, have broken up after 2 years. Bill is one of SNL's most legendary alumni and is also the star of Barry. Is Barry on HBO Max, Prime, or Hulu?
He is on Prime.
After it was announced that Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence were producing a Miss Piggy movie, bizarre rumors popped up that one of them might be playing the title character. They are not. Between the two of them, how many acting Oscars did Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone have?
3.
And finally, seasons 1.
I'm not doing well today.
Seasons 1-7 of Gilmore Girls is finally being released on DVD Blu-ray. What is the name of the fictional Connecticut town where Gilmore Girls was set in?
Well, I just started watching this with my daughter. I really do not know.
Let's get Tam back in. Your daughter might be upset with you. Just throwing it out there.
I know. This is bad.
Michelle, how old is your daughter?
She is 15.
So my daughters are 27 and 24, and they are huge fans of that show. And over the holiday, for their Christmas present, we took them to Warner Brothers for the studio tour of that whole set.
Oh.
They recreated the village. I can't say what it is because Tammy's back in. When they do that next time, I fully encourage you and your daughter to do it together. You are going to have a blast.
That sounds amazing.
Michelle did 1 out of 5 today, Tammy.
Okay.
The Golden Globes are this weekend. True or false? Presenters at the Golden Globes receive a gift bag worth $750,000 each. True or false?
I'm going to say it's true. If it's more, that's kind of a...
It's false.
Okay.
Each gift bag worth nearly $1 million each.
You should have done like a higher or lower with that.
Just insane.
I'm sorry, were you critiquing the way I asked that question?
Because it's like...
Really?
A higher or lower would have made better, more sense.
When it's called John's College of Hollywood Knowledge and you write the questions,
you're right,
feel free to do what you'd like.
You're right.
In the meantime, let's continue to play the game. It's 0-0. Go Good God. Beyonce and Jay-Z's oldest daughter turned 14 yesterday. What is her colorful name?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. Tried to get you there with the clue, Michelle. I'm sorry. 1-0, Tam. Yeah. Bill Hader and girlfriend, actress, comedian Ali Wong have broken up after 2 years. Bill's one of SNL's most legendary alums and is also the star of Barry. Is Barry on HBO Max, Prime, or Hulu?
HBO Max?
That's right. Michelle went Prime. It's 2-0, Tam. After it was announced that Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence were producing a Miss Piggy movie, bizarre rumors popped up that one of them might be playing the title character. They are not. Between the two of them, Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone, how many acting Oscars do they have?
Two.
They have three. Jennifer Lawrence has one. Emma has two. Michelle got three. So it is now 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, seasons 1-7 of Gilmore Girls is finally being released on DVD Blu-ray because apparently Gilmore Girls believes it's 2002. What? What is the name of the fictional Connecticut town Gilmore Girls was set in?
It's Something's Hollow.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never seen it, but you've talked about it a lot. Something's Hollow. But
Stars Hollow is what we're looking for. Michelle just started watching the show with her daughter. We won't tell your daughter that happened, okay, Michelle?
I have to tell you, this was your hardest set of questions, John.
Oh, great. All right.
Out of control.
Go to the complaint department and get in line behind Tammy. She'll be there. She'll be there for a while, so bring a lunch. All right. Today, Michelle, Tammy wins.
Honey, it was a hard college.
Oh, my God.
It was weird. But you do have a pair of tickets to see Lady A March 19th at Viejas Casino and Resort.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That made up for it, didn't it?
Yes.
You know what?
You.
The more I think about this, this thing sucks. I get ripped on for asking harder questions. You get to tell her what she wins. Oh, Tammy, thank you for that prize. You're an angel sent by the prize gods. John can go straight to hell, though.
I think one of these mornings you guys need to flip. John in the hot seat.
Okay, I'm totally, totally ready for that. I can't wait to listen to my new show, Tammy and Michelle, San Diego's Morning Show. Michelle, before you leave, I've got this for you.
I'm Michelle from El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
John, in the last Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, you mentioned that the Gilmore Girls is on DVD now?
Well,
they just
yet.
Released it?
They're releasing a 28-disc box set with all 7 seasons, but it's not coming out until May. Oh, and by the way, it's 2026, not 2006. I mean, I had to actually check when I was writing the college yesterday. Yes, Tammy, I do check my facts. I had to check to make sure that was accurate. Because I'm like, wait a second, why are they releasing this? I still don't know the answer why. I do know this. If I was given a gift of a complete box set, I'd have to scratch my head and wonder, how am I going to play this in my house? Thankfully, I've got an Xbox.
Because
that's the only way in 2026 that I can play either a DVD or a CD, for that matter. I don't have any other capabilities.
Yeah, it's funny because that actually came up at my house over the holiday break. Honey, how many DVDs would you say we have?
A couple good boxes is 300 or so.
And how often do we use them?
Very rarely these days.
I wanted to harass you about not letting me get rid of the DVDs, but it did get pulled out over the Christmas holiday.
Yes, it did.
One movie got pulled out because we own it, and when we went to go stream it, we'd have to buy it. And you dug through that drawer. So we're keeping all of those DVDs just because of that one movie?
No, there's other ones in there that I could pull out.
You know what you should have done? Have him name 5.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been able to do it. Who could at this point?
Or he would name 5 very weird, bizarre ones that nobody even knew what the heck they were.
When we moved in together, my girlfriend Sam and I, she gave me a job of purging a lot of my stuff. I have a bit of a problem. And I had a big problem purging through my DVDs until I was asked a very simple question. It was a two-parter. A, when's the last time you watched a DVD? Mm-hmm. B, show me any of the DVDs you have right now that you couldn't punch a number onto your phone or your TV and have it instantly.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Gilmore Girls was my answer.
But other than that, I guess so.
I couldn't answer. I don't have any, even my go-to, which was the Yule log. I had a Yule, you know, and I'm talking about the legit video screen of a fireplace crackling.
Yes.
For I always put that on when we opened presents, and I would have a DVD of it.
Yes.
Even that is streaming on Netflix. Now, you don't need a DVD for anything.
Well, that's not quite true, because some things you have to buy again. And if you already own it, that can be the frustrating part. Yes, is it available? But yes, do you have to repurchase it? But do you keep DVDs? Do you use them? And why? 833-287-1037.
That's a great point. Some of us, when told, listen, you can either go through those five boxes and find the, you know, the movie you want, or you can pay $3.99 on Prime. A lot of us, no disrespect, because we're all trying to pinch a penny, but most of us at that point are like, is it worth going onto the garage and finding boxes, or do I just pay
$4? Yes, I know.
I'm going to pay the
$4.
833-287-1037. However, you bought these DVDs for a reason. You got the capabilities. Do you still?
And by the way, those things usually cost $20 when you think about it. When you bought them, what was the
Maybe
typical price?
More.
$19.99, right?
I've got Seinfeld, the seasons 1 through 8, all on DVD.
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. It's called Netflix.
Yeah.
Boom.
But
let's
if
watch
you got to pay
right
for
now.
A season, why would you?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We were shocked when the Gilmore Girls announced that they are finally in 2026, releasing the complete DVD Blu-ray set of the Gilmore Girls. Good luck finding something to play it on, but yes, you can buy it in May. Debbie in Lakeside, are you still digging through your vast DVD collection?
I am. And here's the thing. Yes, most of the movies can be streamed, whatever, but I don't want to pay for them. And a lot of the streaming movies now are cut, where the DVDs are not.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think about that.
Wait a minute. So
the
wait
changes
a second.
They make.
So are you talking like they edit parts out of the stream, or are they like you're watching an extended DVD version?
They edit parts out. I think it was like My Cousin Vinny or something.
I've never seen a streaming from my personal home that's been edited at all from the original. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Some of the movies, I say line for line with them because I've seen them, you know, 5 million times. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where did that part go?
Think about Star Wars. How many times have they re-edited Star Wars with the different releases? I wish I all had my old VHSs of Star Wars with the original version before George Lucas was like, hey, let's add all this stupid stuff.
Right?
Well, thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Edward in Descanso, you still have your DVDs? Do you utilize them?
Oh, I absolutely do. I have every episode of Stanford and Son, the best television show ever made.
Do you really?
I do.
Ask your parents, kids. Ask your grandparents,
yes.
Kids. No offense, Edward.
Edward,
hey, come on, I'm my grandparents. I'm 61 years old. I am a grandparent.
Dude, I would have never guessed you were 61 by your voice.
You know why you wouldn't guess I'm 61? Because you're not looking at my x-rays.
Oh.
That's funny, bro. You know, it's interesting because there are shows, Sanford and Son's a perfect example, of a show they could never show in 2026. My daughters, we were watching a documentary on television shows from the 70s, groundbreaking, very heavy society-based, you know, troubles of society-based sitcoms like Sanford and Son, like, most importantly, All in the Family after Rob Reiner was killed. They're like, how was this able to air?
They were addressing what was going on at the time.
Exactly. And now everyone's like, oh, we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
That's too sensitive. But
well, there you go. So another reason to have DVDs.
Exactly right. History. That's a good point, really. Thank you, Edward.
Valerie in San Marcos. DVDs, do you still use them? And which ones?
I'm not using any. I just put it on my list to get rid of them all.
Oh, did you really?
I'm going to do what I think your husband does. Like, if I already own it, I don't buy it. I don't streaming, whatever you call it. But, you know, I have VHS tapes, too.
Oh,
good luck with that.
I know, it's kind of hard. Sometimes you can't even give them away. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Got a new baby on the way. Probably pretty much due any day now. So up here trying to get all this press done and I'm excited that this song's out. Excited that you guys love it so much. Again, new album, March 20th. Love you guys.
That is the very excited.
And seemingly tired.
Let me rephrase that. The very excited Luke Combs. I mean, dude, I don't mean to tell you your business, Luke Combs. You're doing okay on your own, but you're going to have a baby any day now. And you just dropped new music yesterday, a new album coming out in March. Maybe act more excited. I
think he's tired. He was in a hotel room, and I think he was just exhausted, but he is excited for his new album.
It's over 20 songs.
Mm-hmm.
These artists are working so hard. Now, Morgan Wallen has set the bar now for, you're going to put out an album of 10? Here's two albums with 50 songs. Go. Yeah. Right? Doesn't it seem like that?
It does feel that
way. Everybody needs to kind of catch up, and Luke Combs is certainly doing a fine job in that.
Well, his new album will be out on the 20th of March, but we have a preview for you with the title track to the album called Sleepless in a Hotel Room.
Literally, he is. This is Luke Combs' new music, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tanner is out in Ramona. Hi, Tanner.
Hey, morning, John. How are you?
I'm real well. Appreciate you asking, pal. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy. You got to go take a coffee break.
All right. Good luck.
Tanner, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100. Also want to let you know all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Emma Stone will not play Miss Piggy in the new movie that she's producing. She says, quote, Miss Piggy is playing Miss Piggy. She'd be storming out right now at the mere suggestion. Who is Miss Piggy's boyfriend?
Kermit the Frog.
The new teaser for Avengers Doomsday announces the return of the X-Men. Who is the bald professor who is the leader of the X-Men?
Professor X.
The new version of Star Search has a pretty random panel of judges, Jelly Roll, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Chrissy Teigen. Sarah Michelle Gellar was the title character of this legendary TV show that ran for 7 seasons on the USA Network. What was it?
I don't know.
Sigourney Weaver and Harry Potter star Jason Isaacs have joined the cast of Amazon's Tomb Raider. Sophie Turner is playing the lead. Who played Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider movies?
Angelina Jolie.
And finally, happy birthday to Jeremy Renner, who is an Avenger and the mayor of Kingstown. What U.S. state is the TV show Mayor of Kingstown set in?
Illinois.
Let's get Tam back in. Tanner, what's happening in your world today, pal?
Oh, just taking the boys to school. Is it all right if they say hi?
I'd love to say hi. Hey, guys.
Hi.
What are your son's names?
I'm Bo.
I'm Tyson.
I'm Gatlin.
Bo, Tyson, and Gatlin?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
good names, bro.
Yeah, they are.
Good names. All right, Tanner. Well, you're busy. Let's get you on your way. I'll let you know that Tanner did 3 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
Emma Stone will not play Miss Piggy in the new movie she's producing. She says, quote, Miss Piggy is playing Miss Piggy.
Oh, nice.
She'd be storming out right now at the mere suggestion. Who's Miss Piggy's boyfriend?
Kermit the Frog.
Am I weird for being excited about the resurgence of the Muppets yet again?
No, I love the Muppets.
I love that show.
They just give you such a good feeling.
My goal in life is to be one of those grumpy old dudes that yells from the balcony.
Aw.
You know what I mean?
It's a good goal, John.
My favorite part's the ending. I'm working on it. Thanks, dude. It's 1-1. The new teaser for Avengers Doomsday announces the return of the X-Men. Who's the bald professor who's the leader of the X-Men?
Xavier, right? Professor X, yeah.
Yeah, Professor X, Professor Xavier. Tanner knew that, 2-2. The new version of Star Search has a pretty random panel of judges. Jelly Roll, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Chrissy Teigen. Sarah Michelle Gellar was the title character of this legendary TV show that ran for 7 seasons on the USA Network. What was it?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy is correct.
Oh.
I know, Tanner. Great show. Okay movie.
Yeah.
But great show. It's now 3-2 Tammy. Sigourney Weaver and Harry Potter star Jason Isaacs have joined the cast of Amazon's Tomb Raider series. Sophie Turner is playing the lead. Lara Croft. Who played her in the Tomb Raider movies?
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, she did. It's now 4-3. Tanner knew that. And finally, Tammy, happy birthday to Jeremy Renner, who's an Avenger and the mayor of Kingstown. In that TV show, what U.S. state is the mayor of Kingstown set in?
I think he's Boston, so Massachusetts? No?
The mayor of Kingstown is Kingstown, Michigan. Tanner today, Tammy beat you by a score of 4-3, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, pal.
You are going to see Lady A March 19th at Viejas Casino and Resort.
Sweet. My wife loves them, so that'll be
Aww.
Great.
All right, Tanner, enjoy that. Happy wife, happy Tanner. And before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
I'm Tanner and Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yesterday at this time, yeah, I sounded like a pee-pee pants little baby, but here's the reason why. I won an 85-inch TV at our Christmas party, a huge prize. I was so excited. They gave away several really cool appreciation gifts at our company Christmas party. It was a raffle. Every employee got one raffle ticket, and I won the TV. Mm-hmm. And everybody that won something got a nice round of applause. Way to go. Except me. Not one person clapped for me. Am I hated in the building?
Oh, my God.
Can you give me a better reason why?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
But you heard about it, did you not?
One of our coworkers sent me a text during the party.
During the party, she texted you.
Yeah, and then I forgot about it.
Yes. So somebody also noticed enough to text you that.
Uh-huh.
During the party, while it was happening. Didn't even wait to go home and do it.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know what's going on here.
Okay.
Do I need to change my ways? I actually asked my buddies, who, by the way, were also very lucky in the company drawing. They all won prizes. Ben and Woods, our sports morning show down the hall. They all got rousing round of applause. I talked to them about that.
Can I ask you guys a question?
And be honest. Do you think I'm well-liked around the building?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, Joe.
Okay. For sure.
Thank you. So when Paulie won the beautiful gift card at the Christmas party, place erupted.
Yes.
Like, everybody was so happy
for
it. Did
they? I blacked out. I don't remember
they did.
Anything.
Yeah, everyone was very excited for Paulie.
When you won the PlayStation 5 that you and your family won, the whole place.
I got huge cheers. I even remember that, and I barely remember anything.
Did you guys hear what happened when I won the TV?
It was pretty silent.
Not one person.
I think it was them going, oh, the rich get richer. Yeah, I think that's probably what it was.
I think a lot of people were dreaming on winning that television, and their disappointment overshadowed their happiness for your win.
So you're saying there was spite. There was spite.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Jealousy and spite, Tammy.
Wow. I think your coworkers like you just fine. You know, I can...
What's this rich gets richer garbage? When did I get rich, by the way?
Okay, first of all, people say that because it's a go-to thing. It makes them feel better. I don't know why.
How many years I've been doing this, Tim? How much money did I make when I first started in radio?
None of us did. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's not like we're swimming in it right now. We're doing fine.
I'm ashamed to say I used to steal toilet paper from my first job at work because I had no money to buy toilet paper, okay? Rich gets richer. I'll give you rich gets richer.
Okay, calm down. I can go find out from our coworkers if there's something behind it, if you'd like me to.
That makes me sound needy. But would you ask.
Yes.
Wouldn't you want to know?
Yes, I would want to know.
And I had 2 weeks to think about it.
Yeah.
2 weeks, I woke up. Merry Christmas, John, is it?
Okay.
My coworkers hate me.
I will definitely go ask because I don't need this to go on any longer. I think you're fine.
God, this was supposed to be the year of a new John. Not at all neurotic. That lasted. Well, it hasn't started yet, but I guess that's what resolutions are for. Thank you. Thank you. You are.
I'll go find out.
Right. Don't tell anybody I asked.
I'm not going to say John wants me to ask.
So you heard a rumor. You didn't hear it on the show.
Oh, my God. Okay, yes.
Okay. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Yesterday at this time, we were telling you about the couple that got engaged at the ski resort in Michigan. Bro dropped the engagement ring off a suspension bridge. Ring lost forever, so you'd think, until an employee of the ski resort said, no, I will find that ring for you, and found the ring after just like a half hour. It's an amazing story, and Pat, who is the ski resort employee that found the ring that is an engagement hero, is joining us now.
Hi, Pat.
When you were told as an employee of the Boyne Mountain Resort, help, oh my God, we lost our wedding ring. And I know you said, hey, man, give me a half hour, I'll go find it, and you did. But deep down inside, were you thinking, there's no way I'm finding that ring?
I did think I had a pretty good chance of finding it simply because of the conditions underneath and... I've been metal detecting for probably 10 years, so I had a little more experience at looking for it. It was pure luck where I found it, though. I thought that I would find it in the area that they lost it, and I did not.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So the wind, I would imagine the wind took it kind of off course?
Wind or it bounced off the bridge, we're not real sure. They didn't find it, and they kind of gave up on it. And that's when I told them he spent some money on that ring. It was a big thing for him to go up there. being all scared of heights and stuff. So,
oh my God, he was scared of heights too?
He was scared of heights. That was not something he wanted to do, but it was something she did. So,
yeah.
Like...
Well, no wonder he was shaky and dropped the ring. He was terrified, poor guy.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. What am I doing? I'm going to propose. Why am I up so high?
So we're talking with Pat. Pat works at a Michigan ski resort. Dude trying to propose to his girl, drops the engagement ring off a suspension bridge into snow. That ring is gone, not on Pat's watch. Pat found it after a half hour with his metal detector, saving the engagement. Is it true that you called your shot? You said that to them? In fact, the words in the story that we read is that you promised them. Is that true? Is that accurate?
Yep. I did promise them 100% that I would find it. At the time, probably shouldn't have said.
Right.
I had a really good feeling.
So, Pat, take us there. You got the metal detector. You're passing it over. You brush some snow. You see the glint of the gold, the diamond ring buried in the snow. What was going through your mind? Were you like, yep, I totally knew it? Or you're like, God, thank God I found this ring.
I was actually surprised that I found it. I kind of actually sat there for a minute and I looked around and I was like, there's no way you just found this. And I even like said it out loud. I was like, there's no way you just found this. I was probably 70 foot out of the area.
Wow. Okay.
Like,
interesting. Are they going to invite you to their wedding, which they should, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't actually talked to them yet because I work midnight. So,
okay.
Well, they've never even gotten a chance to thank you in person?
No, not yet.
You think they're going to give you a reward?
Oh.
I'm not even worried about that.
Not even a little bit?
I mean,
didn't cross your mind a little something for the effort?
No, because honestly, like, I've done this before a few times. Not for the resort, but, like, just people in the local area.
Yeah.
Dude, I guarantee you he's going to say, I got to give you a little something for helping us out. You saved my engagement.
I probably won't accept it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you don't take it, Pat. I bet you don't, because you did it for the right reasons. I love that about you.
You know, Pat, the word hero is tossed around and overused a lot, but at least in this couple's case, especially the poor groom-to-be, you are a hero. I mean, so you really saved this guy's day, month, year, as long as it took him to save up for that.
Pat, thank you so much for agreeing to chat with us. It was absolutely lovely to talk to you, and I think you're a really lovely human being, and here's to finding more treasures.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
All right, Pat, Happy New Year, pal. Thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, there you have it. When you go to the Michigan Ski Resort, Boyne Mountain Resort, ask for Pat. He's going to take care of you, especially if you drop something off a suspension bridge. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.